This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A longitudinal study from 2008 examined students who scored in the top 1% on SAT and ACT tests at the age of 13. 20 years later, they were on the average very highly accomplished with higher incomes, major awards, and career accomplishments. In 2016, visitors to Oregon Pipe National Park spent $14 million in gateway communities near the park, and visitors to Big Bend National Park spent $34 million. Border towns near these and other national parks are among the safest in the country, according to the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting Program, yet the current administration and some in Congress have repeatedly described the border as dangerous. A building owner in New Orleans had an artist paint a pictograph mural of President Trump's vulgar comments on the 2005 Access Hollywood tape and is now being harassed by the city of New Orleans for not having a permit from the mural board, whose existence no one is able to establish. An autonomous Uber car with an emergency backup driver struck and killed a pedestrian in Tempe, Arizona. The company has suspended all testing in other cities, including Toronto, Pittsburgh, and San Francisco. There are at least four indigenous women running for Congress. Three more are bidding for governor's offices, and another 31 are campaigning for seats in state legislatures. The women the Greeks called Amazons were particularly prevalent among the nomadic horse-riding peoples of Central Asia, where ballads about heroic women fighters are deeply embedded in the culture of Uzbekistan and neighboring countries. Supreme Court has refused to hear the Republican appeal to the redistricting map drawn by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which will balance the districts and undo gerrymandering. Facebook withheld information that Cambridge Analytics had deceptively amassed information from more than 50 million users for 2 years after discovering the fact without alerting its customers. The company's actions may violate a 2011 consent decree with the Federal Trade Commission about keeping users' information and data private. New general counsel of the NLRB is trying desperately to arrange a settlement between workers and McDonald's over their role in unfair labor practices to avoid a precedent being established. A judge has asked for review. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.